Today's scripture reading is from the book of Mark, the first chapter, beginning with the 16th verse. We're talking about the first disciples. Hear the words of the Lord. One day, as Jesus was walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew throwing a net into the water, for they fished for a living. Jesus called out to them, "Come, follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people." And they left their nets at once and followed him. A little further up the shore, Jesus saw Zebedee's sons, James and John, in a boat repairing their nets. He called them at once, and they also followed him, leaving their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Before I begin sharing the message, I would like to thank our organist, Mike, and the friend, Kathy. I did just discover that he works 24 hours, he hadn't slept. 6 a.m. to 6 a.m. in the morning. So, wow, when do you sleep? So he just take a little nap, so very tired, and I'm thankful for your service doing this one. Hoping you do. Good, thank you. So why Christmas? We are now entered the most joyous, the happiest season of the year. The happy holidays. In many ways, this world enjoys this season. And whether you're a Christian or a non-Christian, and the people, now it became a trend to celebrate this season. And research says why the people celebrate this season, the Christmas season. They said, well, it's a quality time with the family and also exchanging gifts and presents, and because the children really enjoy the time. So these are the three top reasons why people get excited and enjoy this season. But we have to think about the further. Yes, we are enjoying these happy holidays. But as a believers, we can go further, deeper than what this world celebrates. And so this is a time in the Advent season. Advent season is not a Christmas season. It's not only the holiday season for us. We see that this is the Advent season. As we reflect, ponder, why Jesus came, and with the promise that he will come again, with the hope now that he is now coming to us, even this chaotic world. So this is a time for believers to reflect why he came to earth. As an angel proclaimed that, we enjoy and celebrate this season because of the good news, of great joy that this little Jesus, a baby, are going to bring to us. And when he was grew up, started his public ministry, he made clear about why he came. He said from his hometown, "God has sent me to proclaim that the time of the Lord's favor has come," which we look at last week. The time of the Lord's favor is a year of Jubilee, which comes 50 years, every 50 years. There's a time of celebration and liberty and restoration and rest, abundance. It's a great time for all of us, all of those people. And Jesus said, I am bringing this one. Now, real meaning, the Jubilee year. And the question is, how he going to bring this good news of great joy to all people, not only the Jewish people, but all people? It's a vast task. He knew his time is numbered. 3 years. How he going to let whole world know that he has brought this good news of great joy, the year of Jubilee? And he has planned, as he began his ministry, not only him, but in order to bring this goodness to all people, he searched for partners. That's how God brings this good news to whole humanity. And today's text is very early ministry of Jesus Christ. In Galilee ministry, he was walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee. He proclaimed, he preached, he taught the people, but he was walking. It's not just walk for his health. It's not just take a break from his ministry. He has a purpose in his mind. What was it? To search for partners. As he walked along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon and Andrew, throwing a net into the water for they fished for a living. And farther up, he also saw Zebedee's sons, James and John, in a boat repairing their net. Do you know Jesus still is walking now these days? He's still walking, looking for partners. The first qualification of being a partner of God to bring the good news to people is faithful believers. That's what Jesus discovered, this quality in these fishermen. He saw them faithfully working their job. If you are a boss who have employees under you, and this is one condition you look for, whether he or she is faithful. If you see that that person is faithful, then you may have another plan to promote that person to another, giving a big job. Faithful, as the word says, is faith. Doesn't have to be faith in Christ, but faith, these people, the fishermen, they have faith for what they have, and they work hard. They devoted for what they've been called to do as a fisherman. And Jesus saw their quality. Those who are faithful for the call, what they have done, and when Jesus knew, when they turned to God's kingdom and being a servant of God, working for the kingdom of God, he knew they will be faithful. So as a believer, so we have different view. Said, then when we go to the work, things that before we knew God, Jesus, we only learn the most of them, not all, but most of us, job is the things that make us living, to make money. But when we become a Christian, the job becomes a vocation, God's call. It's something more than just bring the money to our family. And we do our best to serve the company and the work that we are called to. And Jesus sees every these faithful followers, and he calls them as a partner. And also, he's looking for available believers. And the Bible says also Jesus called out to them, come, follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people. And he also called James and John, and they also follow him, leaving their father. And yes, they have a fishing business in the Sea of Galilee. And they left all earthly fortunes behind them and followed Jesus Christ. Don't worry. God will not call you leave all your job and your business to do it. He might at some point, but that is not a point here. Jesus is looking for his partner is, you know, are you available? When you look at a church, the Greek word for church is ekklesio, meaning it's a called out assembly. So we are called out by Jesus Christ. So Jesus, some point in our journey, Jesus called you, come, follow me, and that you are the one, yes, I will follow you. That is the church. It's a group of people believing God and worshiping God. It's more than worshiping God. If you claim that you are the believer, you are the Christian, you are the member of church, it's more than believing. In the old those days, early days, once you become a Christian and a church, examine that person. See and teach those people for how many years? 4 years. You have to be wait for 4 years to learn about what it means to be a member of church. It's like a courtship. You love each other and you need time to learn each other whether you're going to make your commitment to that person. Once you make that commitment, okay, I will be your husband, then I will be faithful to you, whether you are rich or poor, health or the sickness. This is a commitment that you know what it means to be husband or wife. Church is like that. If you are a member of a church, it's not just I believe in church. No. I will follow you. I know what it means to be a member of family of God. I hear what you are saying. Now I make my mind. I know what will happen. Losing my job, okay. Losing my company, good. When when I was in the seminary back in 1991, in the parking lot, I saw a very nice car parked there. Who drove that car in the seminary? He's my same class, and then we become a small group, the member meeting. So I get to know him. He looks like very handsome, like always when I saw him. He was mid-30s, one of the actors. I mean, he's a very good, handsome man. And he ran the business, IT business in New Jersey. And he felt God's call, and he left. He brought a good car. He bought the North Dallas area, a nice house. Well, he had money. And after 4 years, he moved back to downtown Dallas, living in the apartment. And he said, why do you want to be a pastor? I mean, are you living in a good life and had a IT and company? But I sense God's call, so I give up. Well, it's not everybody. But at least when you become a member, you have to know, I will follow you. You know why? In the Bible, Jesus is the Savior. But when you read the Bible, always come, the church proclaims, Jesus is my Lord first, my Lord and my Savior. Why? Because he is the Savior at the time, but ever since I become a Christian, now I'm giving my life to him, and I see him as my Lord. I change the lordship from me to Jesus Christ. So all the people, as we grow and in faith, we confess, Jesus, you are my Lord. I will follow you. Whenever people come for the membership, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and you may be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ. That is why. Now, you know what it means to be a member, disciple, follower. I pray and bless you that you become faithful disciple, follower of Jesus Christ. Last quality that Jesus is looking for, partners to bring the good news to this world, is believers, teachable believers. Jesus said, I will show you how to fish for people. You have to think a little bit. And who are they? They are fishermen. And very weird that they probably never heard about this saying that fish for people, I can become a fisherman for people. Then what? They only live for their living, catching fish. Jesus said, don't you see? In near Sea of Galilee, it's not only fish living there. There are people living in the fish, living in the Sea of Galilee. Don't you see? I will make you to bring them out of the sea. That's what Jesus saw when he see people living in the sea. One point he saw he saw the crowd and he felt sorry for them because they were hurting and helpless, like a sheep without a shepherd. Do you have this vision? Heart. As we, what it means to be growing in faith is to have same mind with Jesus Christ, who came to seek and save what is lost. Yes, Bible say that we have the mind of Jesus. When we grow, be more like Jesus, means that we become knowing the mind of heart, how he sees other people. When you go to see the destiny now these days, what do you see? You only see 50% off or 70-80% off the sign? What do you see? The people walking. Look at those people. Do you see those people who are in crying out in the Sea of Galilee? Helpless, useless, like a sheep without a shepherd. Do you see the people who are lost? When you go to Wegman, Tufts, what do you see? You only see what you need for the dinner. What do you see the people? That's how we grow. I have trouble because I'm a very self-centered person. I didn't have this compassion for other people. Whenever I come to this passage, I said, Lord, I don't have that compassion. I cannot see those people. But we have to grow. We have to grow to see what the Lord sees in this world. And Jesus said, do you see what I see? It's not that do you see what you want to see, but I see. And do you hear what I hear? And he heard cries of people. In the outside, during this time, people smiling and busy and looks happy, but inside of them, they cry out, I'm lonely. I'm brokenhearted. There's no one to look after me. Please help. Do you hear what I hear? If you see, if you hear what Jesus sees and what Jesus hears, then Jesus said, will you be my partner to bring this good news, this world? To those people. And will you be that follower, faithful, available, teachable follower? Now, I'm probably not going to teach about all the nativity stories this season. I bring another perspective of a Christmas story to you this Advent season. And think about and prepare this season of Advent and ask the Lord, Lord, I want to see what you see. I want to have your mind. I want to be the partner of your ministry. And this is the way Jesus will fulfill. He brings the good news of great joy to all people. Let us pray. Oh Lord our God, one point we were like a helpless, hopeless, living in the Sea of Galilee, or in the darkness, looking for the way out. And we saw the light. We heard the good news that you came and you died for my sin, and you brought new life. And you keep asking, embodying, come, follow me. But Lord, we confess that many times we are so busy with our own lives and tons of excuses. Later, Lord, not this time. I'm not qualified. No, not me. I'm not going to do it. I cannot do it. We refuse to be faithful, available, and teachable followers of Jesus Christ. We confess, Lord, forgive our sin once again. Have mercy upon us and give us grace so that we can grow to be more faithful, more available, and a teachable follower of Jesus Christ. And open our eyes to see what you see in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.